The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. And lest I forget it, let me just right off the top of the page give you that telephone number, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. As we talk about issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made this statement: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, if we could just get back to the fundamentals of truth, I believe it would take a long way down the road of getting some things corrected in America today. Psalms 117, verse 2. The Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. We need truth today perhaps as much, if not more, than any time as I can recall in my lifetime. We're living in a society today where it seems that non-truth gets more traction than truth. It seems as though those on the left, I call them the loose likes, lost lunatics, seem to have more FaceTime on television and news media coverage of what is demonstrably deceptive more than those that are telling the truth. Perhaps you've seen in your circle of living that if you try to tell the truth, some want to challenge, remonstrate against, and or out and out reject it. It goes back to Genesis, the third chapter, "Yea, hath God said." There's always the question, the challenge against truth. I'm looking at an article that says, it's about George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. It says, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." And I find that to be factually true today. It is a fact. You can talk about theological issues, doctrinal issues, biblical issues, spiritual issues, political issues, economic issues. And if you stand on truth and refuse to compromise, there'll always be those that will challenge, mock, and reject. That's just part of it. It's the demonic delusion that permeates our society today and most of those that are around us. It is a very, very serious thing to find. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says from DeMint, "DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth." Now, I want you to listen carefully at one brief paragraph out of his statements. It says, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, let me fill in the blanks. Let me just simply take a moment to tie some loose ends. As we witness the decline of the emphasis on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we witness the apostasy, the Bible talks about that in the last days, there'll be the falling away. As we witness that, we're witnessing more and more the decline from truth and the rejection of truth and the reliance on error as we see it in society. The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint was on target. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to this dilemma that we're in today in relationship to truth. It further exacerbates the scenario when you find a headline that says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." The article begins this way. Webster's Dictionary defines truth. Truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. But yet, according to this survey, 55% of the millennials say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. They make this statement, and I quote, "Each person determines their own version of truth." I'm looking at a major headline, a massive article, says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it talks about the three categories where there's the least amount of truth. One of the categories is government. The other is education. And the other is the media. So we find today the three bastions of a lack of truth found in the government, media, and the educational system. That is sad but true. And in those three categories, ladies and gentlemen, we find a major component in relationship to what society is about. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark. There's an identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines. Invite you to call in 904-831-0917. I'm talking about a subject today that we've talked about a number of times in different fashions, covering a different portion of it for the past 5 years. I'm talking about today unpeeling the COVID onion. Unpeeling the COVID onion. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns us that in the last days, perilous times would come. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following. Perilous times. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly. We're witnessing that on a global basis today. We're witnessing that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following. Let me just back up to verse 4. The disciples had asked Jesus three questions, and he answers them in verses 4 and following in Matthew 24. He says, "And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you." Don't let anybody lie to you, deceive you, cause you to believe an untruth. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Listen, verse 7. "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines," listen, "and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are only the beginnings of sorrows." Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns that there will be famines, and pestilences, earthquakes, and diverse places. What does it mean, pestilences? Pestilences. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible talks about pestilences, and it's talking about what we'd simply call in relationship to that term pestilences, diseases, viruses, pandemics, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole host of viruses, sicknesses, illnesses, diseases, a vast variety around the globe. But just about 5 years ago now, the world was attacked, if you will, by a man-made, created in the lab, very deadly virus called COVID-19. It is responsible, ladies and gentlemen, for millions dying. And just the vaccination itself, the so-called remedy for it, the vaccination, killed about as many as the disease, the virus itself, the pathogen itself. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the cure was more deadly than the disease. And the cure was enforced by the federal government upon the populations of the world. In America, you recall, now some of these things you're hearing not for the first time, but you'll recall there was the lockdowns, the forced lockdowns, governmental control in relationship to business. First time in the history of America that we found commerce was forced to be shut down by the federal government. We found that the government claimed that churches were not essential. So therefore, churches were forced to be shut down, closed down. Churches took hymn books out of the pews. Churches, in fact, I know churches in our entire region that had a setup so that if you're going to church on Sunday morning, you had to call and make arrangements to let them know you're coming. And then you would have the Gestapo team at the door to make sure that you had a mask on. And then you would go in and you had to sit at least 6 foot apart, all mandated by the federal government. First time in the history of America where the government controlled the operation of God's churches. Ladies and gentlemen, the government enforced that. The government enforced what we know today in hindsight was a demonstrable lie. Hear me. What was forced upon America about 5 years ago was a demonstrable lie. It was created in a laboratory. It was aerosoled. It was a gain-of-function designed. And yes, Sir Anthony Fauci was responsible. And under the Biden administration, the iron fist of the federal government used it on the pretense that we're here to save you, to help you, to deliver you from the malady. Everything, ladies and gentlemen, was operating around that. We had people like the former network host on CNN, Don Lemon, that made the profound statement that all non-vaxxers should be rounded up and put in concentration camps or put in prison. Yes, that's how serious it had gotten. Multiplied millions of people died as a result of it. And now, very recently, ladies and gentlemen, there was a fear that was put upon us. It was called the hantavirus. The hantavirus, H-A-N-T-A-V-I-R-U-S. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at it. It's called the Andes virus outbreak on a ship, current situation. This is dated May 19, 2026. CDC is responding to a deadly outbreak of the Andes virus, a type of hantavirus among passengers and crews of a cruise ships in the Atlantic Ocean. To date, no case of Andes virus have been confirmed in the United States as a result of this outbreak. The risk of pandemic caused, risk of a pandemic caused by this outbreak, and the overall risk to Americans and the public is low. It goes on to say, Andes virus, which has led to what is now called the hantavirus, a severe, potentially deadly disease that affects the lungs. I'm going to pause there because across every news network, they were showing screenshots of the ship. They were telling you how many passengers were on the ship. They were telling you how many passengers were very sick, how many passengers were possibly going to die as a result of it. And the buildup, hear me, the buildup was very similar to what we found with the COVID-19 virus, as it was called. This article reads further. What CDC is now doing, CDC is coordinating with the state and federal partners representing 18 passengers who remained on the cruise ship May 10th. These passengers are currently at the Nebraska Quarantine Unit at the University of Nebraska Medical Center for assessing and coordinating how and where they will be monitored for 42 days. Seven passengers who return early are at home being monitored by their state and local health agency. CDC workers with other federal agencies, health departments, airlines, and international partners to identify and follow up with these potential people exposed to a contagious disease of public health concern. CDC port health stations are part of the network that serves to limit the introduction and spread of contagious diseases in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that in America we have some, if you please, gatekeepers that will watch out for us. But I recall just a few days ago that every news channel you'd roll the television to watch, they were talking about the hantavirus and how it was going to be another pandemic, another major plague in America, another major need for CDC and the government to get involved to control the people once again. You see, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we've not been told is that our government has already checked America out to determine, will we bow, will we bend, will we obey blindly so with what the government says? Now, I want to place a seed of thought in your mind. If we have, not if, but when, there's another so-called pandemic, perhaps generated by, perhaps manufactured by, some of the same people in high places that do so in order to manufacture business for the pharmaceutical industry, are those that are eugenists that want to narrow down the total population on the face of the globe. Whatever the case may be, some of those same movers and shakers, some of those same personalities and people are still at work to carry out the task that was carried out and unfinished in the pandemic of yesteryear called COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, here's something that you were not told about the ship's virus, the hantavirus. Headline, gain-of-function experiments on hantaviruses. Yes, but the virus threat is still massively overblown, this writer says. The legacy media feverishly concern-mongered about COVID-19, and then tried unsuccessfully to generate similar hysteria over the gay-spread monkeypox virus, clearly desperate for a new health care and scare, especially after America formally rejected the World Health Organization outlet seized upon reports of a deadly outbreak of the hantavirus last month among passengers and crews of the Dutch cruise ship carrying 147 people embarking from the southern tip of Andes Mountains to South America, to the Canary Islands off the coast of Morocco. While some publications rushed and attacked emerging theories about the nature of the virus, including the notion that it was cooked up in a lab narrative attacks that neglected to mention a gain-of-function experiment involving hantavirus. Let me just pause there for a moment. Date of this article, ladies and gentlemen, is May 19th, 2026. Nothing was said on any of the media outlets that this was cooked up, as this writer calls it, the same as COVID-19. It was the result of gain of function. You might say, what does that mean? It's taking a virus and it is splicing the virus over and over again until it becomes aerosoled, that it's easily transmittable. And according to this writer, that's exactly what had happened with the hantavirus. This article says, while some publications rushed to attack emerging theories about the nature of the virus, including the notion that it was from a lab, attack that narrative neglected to mention that it was a part of the gain-of-function operation. Others pushed alarmist headlines, such as, listen to this, is the antivirus the next COVID, end quote. And the article continues with a narrative that was across the nation and all of our headline news in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is this. The Bible says in the last days that we're going to have these plagues, these viruses, these pestilences. But what the Bible does not tell us, and we're finding, is that many of these pestilences emerge from the hand of man, from the laboratories where Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are carrying out an agenda. And that agenda, picture, if you will, please, some of these genius mindsets that says we have too many people on the face of the globe. Some of these geniuses that say that it is because of people on the globe that's causing global warming and other maladies. So what do? You reduce the number of people. How do you do that? You introduce the gain-of-function process of producing a virus that will take lives by the hundreds of thousands. I believe the number was like about 9 million deaths as a result of COVID, not counting the millions as a result of the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're getting to the point we want to talk about what is happening under the Senator Ron Johnson investigation, a Senate investigation, and a massive document that I am looking at. Time won't allow on the radio broadcast to cover it, but the document covers about 56 pages. Title of the document from the Chairman Ron Johnson, Senator. Title of the massive report, Failure to Warn, How the Federal Health Agencies Downplayed the Risk of Myocarditis and Other Adverse Events. Myocarditis is a heart disease, and other adverse events following COVID-19 vaccination. Didn't say following COVID, following COVID-19 vaccination. Shows the United States Senate seal in the middle. Says U.S. Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, Chairman Ron Johnson, Majority Staff Report, released in conjunction with the Permanent Subcommittee of Investigations and its hearings. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a frightening document. It's a frightening document. For example, it covers some of these events. Headline, How Fauci, that's Dr. Fauci, and the Deep State suppressed intel in the historic deception. Senior American intelligence officials broke protocol to conceal classified intelligence that COVID-19 did in fact come from a lab and not a public gathering. Further, it states, spy scientists also decoded engineering in the COVID-19 genome, clues Chinese authorities were powerless to hide. Two spies, scientists said, two spy scientists said. But this evidence was conspicuously omitted from all public records released by the Intelligence Committee under the then President Joe Biden and senior officials. Instead, they elevated the analysis of Fauci's inner circle, who argued that the virus was assuredly only natural and not man-made. The article states this, in part, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard told the DCNF she would hold the intelligence community accountable by working with the whistleblowers, reviewing classified material, and investigating where taxpayer funds may have been helped to create the virus, the COVID-19 virus. Latest evidence clear, this article reads, that dissenting views were likely silenced to support the Biden administration's preferred narrative. Under President Trump's maximum transparency agency, we're committed to exposing the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with the information. But I've got with me today at our right here at our desk in the studio today, Dr. Reed Sheftall. Dr. Sheftall is the author of two books, Exposing the Lies, the Dangers, the Actors that were involved in the COVID-19 fiasco. Dr. Sheftall is a heart surgeon, plastic surgeon, and now retired. And I'm thankful that you could get in. Dr. Sheftall's running a little late, but that's all right. He made it in time for us to talk. That's good. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues. Dr. Sheftall has just been given a little background on the fact that the Bible says that the last days there will be pestilences, better described as diseases, pathogens, viruses, as we have experienced in the past 5 years with the COVID-19. And then recently with the hantavirus, as it is called, where there was 146 on the ship, and some of the media around the nation tried to make it look as though we're on the very threshold of another COVID-19 and had the nation frightened that we're on the verge of that. Tell us, Dr. Sheftall, our listeners, some of them might recall, we've had the privilege of having an interview and a discussion with you several times over the past couple of years. But tell our listeners a little bit about you, your credentials, and why it's so vital, in my opinion, for them to hear your voice.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. First, let me apologize for being late today. Have trouble in the morning after my cancer treatment. I tuned into your show on the way over here, so I feel like I'm up to date on what you're talking about, the truth especially, which is so important. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be the first person to both call in and appear in the studio in the same day, but I didn't quite pull it off. I got too close. You know, it's very important to hear your voice, my voice, and the voices of other serious people. We're not going to all have the same exact opinion on everything, of course, mm-hmm. and that's okay. As long as everybody does it in good faith and we try to get to the truth, like you mentioned before. And I have, my understanding of COVID started out at a very high level because I saw problems in what the authorities were telling people about mm-hmm. it that made no sense. But as I've studied this intensely for 5 years, I have learned a lot of things that I did not know at first about viruses and whether or not they even exist. I'm publishing a book, volume 2 of my long series, Sanction the COVID Murders, is coming out next week. And it proves that there was no SARS-CoV-2 virus. That's the whole purpose of this little volume, too, is to set out the proof in real clear terms.
Digress for just a moment before our news break takes us off there for a moment.
Okay.
And why is it you say that there's no such thing as COVID-19? Very briefly for our listeners.
It's never been removed from a single person. If something is making us sick in our lungs fluid should be teeming with the virus. But we can't isolate a single virus particle from anyone. It's never happened. So when we come back, I want to expand on that.
Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. We're going to take the top of the hour news break right after the news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.